putting your canoe into the stream. Imagine putting your canoe with oars already inside in a river and floating on the current, and then deliberately turning your canoe upstream and paddling with all your strength against the flow. And as we see you in your boat, paddling very hard against the current, we ask, what do you think about turning your canoe downstream and going with the current? And most reply, turn downstream? Oh, that just seems lazy. But how long can you keep that up? We ask. I'm not sure, most answer, but it's my duty or responsibility to figure that out. And then, if we were to visit long with most people, they would go on to explain, this is just what we all do here. It's what my mother did, and her mother before her. Anyone who amounts to anything works diligently against the current. All trophies and monuments are erected to honor those hard-working people who stayed strong against the current. And anyway, people often remind us, there are even more rewards after we die for those who work hard like this. We watch you getting more efficient at fighting the current. Your muscles get stronger, your boats become sleeker, and you discover more effective oars. And always we listen patiently as we hear a variety of versions on this same general theme of justification for paddling upstream. But then we always explain what we consider to be the most important thing that our physical friends could ever hear from us. Nothing that you want is upstream. The reason that we are so certain that nothing that you want is upstream is because we understand the stream. We have seen it in its origin, and we watch it as it increases in size and speed. We know what the current is and why it flows the way it does, and we understand where this stream will lead you if you will but allow it. This is the stream of life, and it was in motion before you came forth into your physical body. And from your non-physical perspective, as you set forth your intentions to be here on this planet in this body, you added to the current of this fast-moving stream. And now, focused in this physical body, you continue to add to the current of the stream by sifting through the data of your life and coming to personal conclusions about what you do not want, which produces the natural asking for what you do want. For with every asking, whether of great or small importance, you add to the speed of the current of the stream. Whenever your life causes you to ask for something beyond what you're living, the non-physical part of you rides that rocket of desire and literally becomes a vibrational fulfillment of your request. Every question you ask causes a formulation of an answer, and your inner being focuses upon that answer. Every problem you face causes a formulation of a solution, and your inner being not only focuses upon that solution, but also literally becomes it vibrationally. If you will allow it, this stream, this fast-moving current, will carry you downstream to the fulfillment of everything that your life has caused you to create. For it is all there for you, in a sort of vibrational escrow, waiting for you to flow to it.